Hello, my name is Daniel Nenni, founder of SemiWiki, the open forum for semiconductor professionals. Welcome to the Semiconductor Insiders podcast series. If you have a topic you'd like us to cover, please post it on semiwiki.com and we'll get right to it. My guest today is Bob Patti. Bob is the owner and president of Enhanced Semiconductors. Previously, Bob founded ASIC Designs, Inc., an R&D company specializing in high-performance systems and ASICs. During his 12 years with ASIC Designs, he participated in more than 100 tapeouts. Cheseron Semiconductor grew from that company with Bob as its CTO and became a leading force in 3D IC technology. Cheseron built its first working 3D ICs in 2004. Enhanced Semiconductors was spun out of Cheseron to further advance and develop 2.5 and 3D technologies, chiplets, die and wafer stacking, and other advanced packaging. Bob holds 21 U.S. patents, numerous foreign patents, and has many more pending patent applications in the deep submicron semiconductor chip technologies. Welcome to the podcast, Bob.
Well, thank you, and it's great to be here.
First question I like to ask our guests is, what originally got you started in semiconductors? Do you have a story you can share?
Yes, I do. My original interest in semiconductors really came from being interested in model railroading. And when I was a teenager and worked on it, I started getting into kind of the neat things that electronics could do to automate my little model railroad. And that seeded my interest in electrical engineering and computer science. And it really grew from there into my career in semiconductors.
Yeah, that's a good story. That's unique. So what is the backstory of your company, Enhanced?
So Enhanced is kind of a continuation of a chain of startups that I've had. It dates back to ASIC Designs, and after that, Cheseron Semiconductor. Cheseron Semiconductor was my first foray into really building the devices. Prior to that, my experience had been in designing them, and along the way, I've had some other startups that I've been involved in. In the late 90s, I saw this opportunity for advanced packaging and devices from that. And Cheseron was formed with the intent of kind of doing the first high volume memory type devices that would take advantage of advanced packaging. And that, enterprise moved along, it grew. And at some point, my partners in the business saw a change in direction. And that really precipitated creating Enhanced that continued the low volume manufacturing development, nurturing of the advanced packaging, 2.5 and 3D technologies. From there, over the last 8 years that Enhanced has been in operation, the market has recognized the very high value that is achieved in semiconductors through advanced packaging. So that's how we have gotten to where we are at today.
Yeah, you certainly timed it right. Packaging is huge now. I mean, it's on everybody's mind.
I like to say it's a 20-year overnight success. I'll give you a brief story of why 24, 25 years ago, I saw this advanced packaging as where the market was going to go. We were doing work in gallium arsenide and had an epiphany that the problem with semiconductors was not how fast the transistors were. Transistors were already achieving much better speeds, and it was exponentially. But the Achilles heel, and it became really apparent in gallium arsenide because the transistors were like an order of magnitude faster than silicon transistors were at that time. but they didn't go that much faster in the system. And the reason was the wire. So I had an epiphany in the late 90s that ultimately wiring was going to be the limitation and that advanced packaging would be the solution. So I saw that on the horizon. I think like a lot of entrepreneurs, I just thought it would evolve much sooner than it did. Certainly today, I agree with you. The market time now, it's here. Advanced packaging is the path forward.
Yeah, I've been involved in packaging for 12 years, which, to me seems like a long time. But in the last 5 years, we've seen so many advancements. I mean, it really is going fast, and I think it will continue.
I agree.
So what areas are driving enhanced growth in the market today?
We see applications almost across the board, but certainly sensors, because they involve often dissimilar materials. So an approach, an SOI, excuse me, an SOC kind of approach where you kind of group everything together is not applicable because you want to incorporate different materials. Photonic applications, photonic compute, those are growing areas. Quantum compute really requires advanced packaging to get to the million qubit level that will get us over the hump, where quantum computer can really solve problems that are worthwhile. They're significant to the industry and mankind. What comes with the advanced packaging, and I think we're just at the cusp of this shift in the market. If you combine advanced packaging, which reduces all the wire lengths, improves the performance, lowers the power, it gives you a lot of that Moore's law benefit. If you combine that with chiplets, you're really setting the stage for a renaissance in semiconductors where the industry can have new startups that are small, they can address smaller, more niche markets, because now you're not developing, billion-dollar next generation 3 nanometer chips. You're using technology that exists in the form of chiplets. You're combining it in unique ways. You get the performance as if it was monolithic. You can do this heterogeneous integration. Really, we see this emergence, and we're just starting to see it in the customers in the market of new startup semiconductor companies, and they are addressing everything in the market. There's definitely medical applications, and there are in industry, industrial applications, automotive, especially electric vehicles. Seem to be very interested in this paradigm shift, and we're getting requests for development and early prototype, early low volume manufacturing for these potential, high volume markets like automotive. One other area I'll just touch on, because we certainly have had customer interest and uptake, is in micro displays. So the virtual reality appliance, those devices like to use different materials for control and emission of light. It is perfectly suited to advanced packaging.
Right. Can you talk a little bit more about who the customers are and what is it really that they're looking for?
The customers are across the board. We have the startups, it's the new guys, as I was just mentioning. But we have large, multi-billion dollar international companies. They are seeing the ability to get into some of the new markets that advanced packaging presents with, like the micro displays or the quantum or the new types of compute you can do with photonic assemblies. So it is a very broad-based movement. We service on the order of 70 customers a year at Enhanced. And they really do go from the two or three person startup to the multinational. And what they see that they get out of it is new product technology. They're solving Moore's Law type scaling problems with system level performance and system improvement. They've opened up the horizon so that they are no longer looking at the only way to improve a product is going to that next generation of semiconductor, because it has become very expensive to participate in that end of the market. And advanced packaging has opened this door to this very unique way of combining technologies and new ideas on a platform that is accessible and very low cost compared to new chip development.
Right. So where's the industry going, and why are we seeing big changes now?
Well, my personal belief, they're predicting the semiconductor market is going to more than double over the next decade. And I believe that to be true. But it is not going to double because of, 3 nanometer, 2 nanometer, 1 nanometer, transistors. The cost of those transistors is going up. I don't foresee, the consumer being willing to pay an increasing cost for the same kind of performance that they're getting today out of their devices, whether it be a pad, a cell phone, a laptop, whatever the case. So the advanced packaging, in fact, I think is going to be a majority of the growth we see over the next decade in semiconductors. It will be responsible for it because it can address individual needs. And it allows us to do something which is the opposite of the trend for the last 50 years. We'll be able to actually take the number of transistors out of a device. The semiconductor industry has really been predicated on, I can give you twice the number of transistors for the same price every couple of years. And that tailed off 10 years ago. In fact, the same number of transistors at a leading edge node could be 30% more than the transistors were 10 years ago. So in order to give the consumer a better experience, for them to get a Moore's Law type of improvement, we need to target their applications. So we're no longer building a large bucket and putting every possible function in it. Instead, we're building a individual, unique application chiplets and stitching them together to provide exactly what the consumer wants. And because the price point of advanced packaging is, 2 orders of magnitude smaller than building a leading edge device, it democratizes the semiconductor industry, which has been consolidating for 20 years. So I predict we'll see a lot of startups. That is going to help drive this tremendous growth in semiconductors over the next 10 years. And getting back to it's the system level. Don't look at the cost of the semiconductor transistor as the holy grail of what is improvement, but what is the cost of the system? If by doing advanced packaging, in fact, we can reduce transistors and we can target them towards the user requirements, we can give them the performance and improvement. We can reduce the cost, we can reduce the power, we can reduce the footprint. And we're doing that more at a system level now. It's the new Moore's Law. It really addresses the next step. And even when Moore wrote his seminal paper 50 years ago, roughly, he said that this would continue until we got really to the packaging. And at some point, It was going to be limited by the packaging technology. And advanced packaging just breaks through the wall that we have erected in semiconductors over the last 10 or 15 years.
Yeah, that's interesting. I thought it was, I thought a big change, a big turn happened when the foundries got involved in packaging, you know, and this goes back, you know, 10 to 15 years ago. You know, TSMC worked closely with Xilinx on CoWoS and, you know, putting multiple die on and memory on a wafer. So how do you feel about the foundry business and packaging?
I think the foundries certainly have been doing a lot of pioneering effort. And you're absolutely right that that kind of breakthrough work in CoWoS that was done with Xilinx in the TSMC factories, it showed that it was economically viable. Because, you know, some of this advanced packaging we've been kicking around for 20 years now, but there was a lot of skepticism. It was skepticism about the reliability, about the cost, about could you really scale it? And the foundries getting directly involved really put a lot of those concerns to rest because they were showing up in real applications. It was backed by companies that were applying, you know, millions and tens of millions, if not hundreds of millions, of capital to solving these issues. The breakthrough in using HBM with silicon interposers and GPUs, I think that dramatically shifted the expectation of cost, reliability, and the performance level it could now bring to the market. So they pioneered the shift in the market from the standpoint of convincing the players in the market that this was a viable path forward. I think a lot of these foundries have limitations. They are hard pressed to incorporate components, you know, semiconductor devices, whether it's chips or wafers, from competitors. That's a pretty difficult conversation to have. I'm not sure that Intel and TSMC and Samsung would have warm reception to getting each other's components and wafers, especially at the leading edge. They also, if you want to start incorporating exotic materials, a lot of those come out of factories which have gold in usage. And that is something that is absolutely forbidden in a CMOS manufacturer's line. So I think we're now shifting to an era of what I'll call super OSATs that will bridge this kind of gap between what a foundry does today and what packaging is. ASE has made a lot of investments. So has Amkor. They have their new factory in Arizona where they're going to be building cell phone components for Apple using material coming out of TSMC's new fabs there. I think that this advanced packaging is kind of in this unique area that requires foundry-like operations, but a neutrality and a flexibility which is more typical of the typical, you know, offshore or onshore assembly and test folks. So it's, I think we're going to see advanced packaging follow a similar path to where bumping had been, where bumping started in the foundries and then it moved into the assembly and test market.
So how are the government investments in semiconductors impacting packaging and advanced packaging?
It's an ongoing effort, certainly. You know, the CHIPS Act has put a huge amount of money into bringing foundry capacity onshore. which is an area that, quite frankly, we still were a very big player in the US, that is, and we've been doing pretty well in. But it getting Samsung, TSMC to onshore the latest generations of technology, helping Intel bring build large factories here and become more competitive at that leading edge for broad-based semiconductors. I think those are extremely important for the economic security of the United States moving forward. But packaging is a very different proposition, and it's much more difficult because we've been down to a few percent of the worldwide capacity in packaging being done in the United States. It has for years been driven by the cost of labor, and to a lesser extent, but certainly significant, the cost of capital. So the CHIPS office, I know, is making investments in this area and reshoring some of it. I don't think we're going to see a lot of the typical flip chip, certainly not wire bond technologies come back onshore. But my hope is that the investments that they're making do stimulate this advanced packaging. Right now, I will say that enhanced certainly is a part of this. The US is at the forefront of advanced packaging. It's a new market. There aren't a lot of established players. There's a few niches where you see a lot of high volume. For instance, cell phone cameras. Cell phone cameras are advanced package devices. It is required. This is another one of those. The foundries proved that it was a worthwhile thing to do. And cell phone cameras are built in, quantities of 100,000 wafer stacks a month, and it's all offshore. So that particular part of advanced packaging is already has it was born offshore. It never was onshore. But I think a lot of the heterogeneous, true heterogeneous mixed materials looking towards IP heavy, low volume, high mix manufacturing. This is an area where the US will really excel. And I'm hoping, I haven't seen a lot of it yet, but I'm hoping that the government investments will drive a great deal of domestic growth to continue the domination of that market that we seem to have. And this, again, I see this as the 50% of the semiconductor market that is going to be built over the next 10 years.
Yeah, I agree. Hey, final question, Bob. Look in your crystal ball. What does the industry look like in 5 to 10 years?
I think in 5 to 10 years, you have the current players like TSMC and Samsung, Intel's, the foundries that we know and love today will continue to do what they're doing. They will be high volume manufacturing of semiconductor devices. But there will be a new super OSAT. I call this the Foundry 2.0 category of you're doing more than Moore type scaling. It is the mixed materials. It is the 2.5 and 3D integration, which is really focused on global wire reduction and system level enhancement in performance and power, size, weight, all of those things. That new industry will be as large and over time will actually be larger than today's standard semiconductor foundries. Those companies are going to continue to grow. I don't anticipate we're going to put less semiconductors in, net product number of transistors over the next 10 years. It will continue to grow, but we're going to proliferate the areas that we're using them, and there will be much more custom application of semiconductors to address consumer needs and industry needs, you know, the specific market segments. So I think we're entering a new golden age in the semiconductor and electronics industry, where we're going to have a lot of startups, new vibrant growth in electronics, and a whole host of really new applications, many of which I think will be AI, and some of which I think will be quantum and really sensor fusion type things that will impact the direct consumer. I think it's a very exciting period that we're entering in the market.
Yeah, I agree. Great conversation, Bob. It's a pleasure meeting you, and I look forward to more conversations on packaging with you in the future.
Well, thank you very much. And thank you for your time, Daniel.
That concludes our podcast. Thank you all for listening, and have a great day.